Before we go back to Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, to understand the Rashi and the Sugya, which we had learned yesterday, let us again learn a little shtickle on the Gemara Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The six lines from when the lines start getting wide. Chomah Rami Bar Chomah Ho De Rav Chizde Ve Rabbe Machloikes De Rabbe Lezer Ve Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis that there's a machlokes Rav Chizde and Rabbe. Ha'oife miyontev lechoil. So according to Rav Chizde, one gets malchus because he's doing a malachah shalei letzeirech yontev. It's not letzeirech oichel nefesh of yontev. He's been baking miyontev lechoil. Rabbe says he's not loike because hoyul veiklu oichim. There's a possibility that the afiyah that he is making will end up letzeirech yontev, the shayach oichim will come. So memela, so this also falls into the category of afiyah letzeirech yontev. Even though he didn't invite the yoichim, but there is a possibility. So that alone, that possibility alone, gives it a shame meleches oichel nefesh. So Rami Bar Chomer said that this machlokes ameiroim is the machlokes tanoim of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Lezer sova amrinen hoyil, Rabbi Yeshua sova loy amrinen hoyil. So let us see Rashi. Omer Rami Bar Chomer ho de Rabbe ve Rav Chizde. The ifligu gabi yomtev if sherin alei mishem hoyel aloi. The machlokes is if you are matter, because there's a possibility it can be done in an oifen that there will be heter oichel nefesh. There's a possibility that will be a tzoyrech oichel nefesh. Is machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer sova omrin en hoyel. So Rashi, afal gav de soifoi lahafrish achas mehem lachalo. Even then, eventually, b'shas he is baking he made 200 bulkalach. Eventually, he intends to be mafrish one of these bulkalach lachalo. V'nimtzo, so it comes out she torach bedover sheine roi lachile, that the whole lishe and the fear was. Let's speak about the afiyah. The afiyah was bedover sheini roi lachila. Afalahochi amrinen. So how is he permitted to bake one of these bulkalach, which be'emison is not a oichel nefesh? Amrinen hoyel ve'iboi loy mafrish chodol lechala. If he wanted to, he didn't have to be mafrish. This afiyah and the afreshes challah could be made on a different oifen. If he wanted to, he doesn't have to make one challah. Ela botza mikol chodo v'chodo. He could be mafresh challah from each one. Ve'ikol lemeime b'chol chodo chozile. So there's a possibility that each bulkale is an afiyah of letzoyach oichel nefesh. How is that possible? Because he could be mafrish chale from each bulkala. So then each bulkala is an afiyah letzoyrech oichel nefesh. That what he's baking a little bit more in the bulkala, that which is going to be chale, so that's already a heta of riba b'shiurim. So memele, in this afiyah, since there is a possibility that this afiyah could be an afiyah of oichel nefesh, there's a possibility that all the bulkalach which he is baking will end up, they will be an afiyah letzoyrech oichel nefesh. So even though lemaisa does not end up that way, it ends up that he wasn't mafrish chale from each one bazunda. He was mafrish, he took one for chale. So it ended up that there was an afiyah of one that wasn't letzoyrech oichel nefesh. But since b'shas afiyah, it wasn't muchach that it has to be like that, there was a possibility that there could be an afiyah of oichel nefesh on each one. So memela, so that's called an afiyah letzoyrech oichel nefesh. Vikolameima bochol chode chozile is therefore mutala foisa. That's the svar of Abulazar. Abulazar holds the svar of hoyo. That means I don't have to look what eventually will occur, just like in the case of Rabbi, Ha'ifim Yontav L'chol, most probably Ha'ifim will not come. And Lamais, it isn't Afiyah Miyontav L'chol. But that, what there's a possibility that this Afiyah could be an Afiyah Tzorech Yontav, that alone, that's also called a Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. So Memele, here also the Afiyah of all the 200 Bulkalach, there's a possibility that all 200 will be Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Which one will be the challah? Will be mafresh challah from each one. So a possibility of tzeich eichel nefesh is sufficient. That's the svara of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua sava loim rinen hoyel kedei lahater meleches yomtev. That means, with possibilities alone, what could occur, we're not mater meleches yomtev. That's like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, even though there's a possibility Eichem might come, but we are not matter to do a meloche because of this possibility. Rami Bachome that just said now that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shuv, you say Hoyel. He is not speaking about the Shaila of Bal Yeroh. If you're over Bal Yeroh and Chale, that Rabbi Lezer had said, Hoyel viboi mitchel alo, so it's called his chometz, since he can be shoyel on the Chale, so it's called his Ise, and therefore he's over on Bal Yeroh. And Rabbi Yeshua does not hold of the svara of Hoyel, and you look Ba'asher Usham, it is not his Ise, so therefore he's not over Bal Yeroh. So we had learned on Daf Mem Vov Amud Beis one machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If he will not bake the Isa and it will become chometz, will he be over Bal Yeroh? Rabbi Lezer says he will be over Bal Yeroh because it is considered his Isa since he has a potential to be shoyel on the chal and make it his Isa. So Memele, it has a din of shaloi. Rabbi Yeshua does not hold the svara of Hoyel, so therefore it doesn't matter if it will become chometz, because loizu chometz shayvul olav abal yirah bayimotz, because it's not his chometz. That was one machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. If you over bal yirah, if you do not bake, Rami bar Chome is talking about a different machlokes. Rami bar Chome is speaking about, but Rabbi Lezer, besides saying you have to bake it, Rabbi Lezer says you're permitted to bake it. Rabbi Yeshua says, so Rami Bachome was machadish, that not only Rabbi Yeshua holds you do not have to bake it, you can let it become chometz because this is not your Isa. Rami Bachome was machadish that Rabbi Yeshua holds you don't have to bake it and you're not allowed to bake it. Because if you will bake it, since most probably you will be mafrish, one bulkala, that this should be challah on the rest. So come out, Tastes, that you're baking one bulkala shalala tzarech yomtev. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua said, you are not allowed to bake these challahs. So Rami Bachome was machadish in this sugya. There is a double machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. One half of the machlekes we learned before. Do you have to bake it? Are you over by Yeroh if you do not bake it? Rabbi Yeshua says you're not over, and Rabbi Lezer holds you are over. That's also told in the Machlokes of Hoyel. Rami Bachama was Machadish, there's another Machlokes if you are permitted to bake it. According to Rabbi Lezer, even though it'll come out that you baked one Bulkale, which was Shalala Tzarech Yomtev, since this was not Muchach to occur, so you're permitted to do what you did, you're allowed to bake all the Bulkale. Hoyel, Iboi, if he wants to, he could break off a piece from each bulkala. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that you are not permitted to bake it because you are, since you intend, and most probably you're going to be mafrish one bulkala, that this should be challah on the rest. So it comes out you are baking one bulkala, shalei letzeirich yot. That was the chiddush of Rami Bachome. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Poppe, so Rav Poppe told Rami Bar Chome, Vidilme ad kan loikome Rabbi Lezer hosom damrinen hoyo, Elo de beidne de ka'aili le tanure kol chode ve chode chozi leile didei. Avul hoche de lo uchem hu de chozi le didei loi chozi eime hochi nami de loi amrinen hoi. Zot rash, so Rapope came with a taine. And afilu, we will say, that there is a machloikis between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Yeshua, are you allowed to bake it? It is not muchach that this machloikis is the machloikis of Rab and Rav Chisde. Could be, you know why Rabbi Lezer is mata, ala de beidne da aili loi, when he puts in each bulko into the tano, ikal le meimer, but taki, that is true. Eventually, there's going to be one bulke that he's going to bake, shaloi le tzeirich yomte. But each bulke that he puts in, ikala meima, bechol, choda, vechoda, chozilei. Belav hoyil, without hoyil. You don't need the hoyil that he can be mafrish chale from each bulke. Forget about that hoyil. Most probably he won't be mafrish chale from each bulke. So let's forget about that. What is most probably going to occur? Most probably that which is going to occur will be that he's going to be mafrish one chale on the rest. So most probably he will be baking one chale shalei letzeirich yomte. Va'af al pikein, Rav Pope says that Rabbi Eliezer held that is mutter. Why is this mutter? Because each chale that I put in, ikal lemeime b'chol chodo, that I'm allowed to put it in. Because I don't have to make this one challah. So if this one doesn't have to be challah, so this is called anafiya letzerich yontav. Who says this one will be challah? There will be one that will be challah. But who says this one is going to be the one? So memela, I'm permitted to put in each one with this cheshbon. This is a different cheshbon. I'm baking it for myself. I'm not baking it. It's not a cheshbon of oichem. Oichem is pshat that I can't eat it anymore. I'm full. I finished my sud already. So legabi me, there's no tzairich yontev whatsoever. We're saying maybe there will occur a tzairich yontev, maybe oichem will come. That's a muyim de kechidish that Rabbi said. That this possibility that oichem might come can make it a tzairich yontev. Could be that's not sufficient. You know why Rabbi Lezer holds you allowed to bake all 200 bunklach? Because on each bunkle I could say this is chozili. When I put in this bunkle, it's very possible I'm going to eat this bunkle. Therefore, I'm permitted to bake it. Ikala meima b'chol chode b'chode chozile b'lav hoyul. Without a hoyul of he could be mafrish chala from each one. I feel he won't be mafrish chala from each one. But this one could be for me. The bechol chod ikalamei mezu loitei chala. That Yizicha could say. This one doesn't have to be chala. So this could be anafiyah letzorchi. So if that's called tzorech hoichol nefesh, because each chala, it could be I can use this chala. Avol hoche, but in Rabbisir, the la'urchim who the chazi. This for him, it's not oimid la'achila. It's not tzorchi achila for me because I ate my last meal already. Now the whole thing, what is making it a tzorich oichul nefesh because oichim might come preyadayin loizimin. He never invited oichim yet. Less loy hoyel mishrayel Rabbi Lezer. So could be Rabbi Lezer does not hold hoyel. So Mamela, so Rav Pope asked Rami Bar Choma, where did you see that Rabbi Lezer holds the svara of hoyel that it could be, the afiyah could be an afiyah letzorich yomtev, since it's possible to be mafrish mikol chode v'chode? Could be you don't say such a thing. It's not oimet to be done. So Mamela, you don't rechen with this cheshbet. Now could be the svaris aheter of Rabbi Lezer is because kol chode v'chode chozilei. Each challah he puts in, it's chozilei for him to eat. This one doesn't have to be challah. So Mamela, that's called an afiyah letzorich yomtev. That was Rav Pope's kasha and Rami Bar Choma. We don't say such a hoyo to give it a shem tzorech hoichol nefesh. Omar Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi. Now Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi is another kasha on Rami Bar Chome. Rami Bar Chome had said, Rami Bar Chome had said that, Rami Bar Chome had said that, Rabbi Yeshua does not hold the Svar of Hoyo. Yeshua does not hold the Svar of Hoyo. Omar Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi, Vidil Meloi, could be Rabbi Yeshua does hold the Svar of Hoyo. Ad kan loy koma Rabbi Yeshua hosam lemrin in hoyo. But over here, why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say hoyo? Aladike de loy chazi, de alike chode, de loy chazi, loy ledi dei, ve loy loyuchem. What is going to happen? This person is baking 200 bulkalach. He is not most probably going to take off challah from each one. So most probably he's going to take off one bulkalach. So it comes out, if he's going to take off one bulkala and make that challah, so it comes out, he baked one bulkala shalei l'tzerich yontif. So memela, there Rabbi Yeshua held, the ikar chodet lechazi leila didei v'leila oichim. There is one bulkala that he is baking, that he zicha baking shalei l'tzerich yontif. So memela, therefore, Rabbi Yeshua was not matter. But here, he says, Rabbi Yeshua tainit, the Rabbi Shisha Bereid Ravidi tainit, the possibility of Bias Oichim is much greater than the possibility that he's going to be mafresh from every bulkele achelik for chalik. So Memele, since this is a very minute possibility, it's not probable at all, so I can't say you're not permitted to bake 200 bulkalach with a cheshbin that this is possible to have, it's possible to be mutter to bake all 200 bulkalach with a cheshbin because he could be mafresh mikol chode v'chode. But his tummy he won't. So Memele, since Mustami won't be mafresh mikol chode v'chode, so Memele, what he will do, he'll be mafresh one bulkele on all 199. So Memele, safe kol sof, he'll be baking one bulkele shalei l'tzerich yontif. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua held that is also. Ma she'ein kein oichem, oichem is, even though he is not, he doesn't have any intent to eat the food he's baking, can come. That's still a greater probability than he'll be botza mikol chodo v'chodo. So could be Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi. So that's Rav Pope in Rav Shisha Achilik and Rami Bachome's assumption that Nachamul Rami Bachome was machadish that there's a double machlokes. That Rabbi Leza holds you're allowed to bake the challahs, and Rabbi Yeshua holds you are not allowed to bake the challahs, which is not muchach from the Mishnah. You could say the machlokes is I am mechuyev to bake the challahs, but Rami Bachama was machadish is the machlokes are you allowed to bake the challahs. Rami Bachama said this machlokes is the machlokes and Rabbi Rav Chizda, do you say hoyo? Don't we say hoyo? And Rav Papa said it's not muchach that Rabbi Leza holds hoyo. Could be Rabbi Leza holds the svol kol chodah v'chodah chazi like. And Rav Shisha said, could be it's not muchach that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold hoyl. Could be hoyl and mikro oilchim, he does hold. Let us see what Rashi says, loichosi loyle didei veloyle oilchim. That lemaise here he is baking one challah, which is not roi, l'tzoyach oilchim nevesh for anyone. Frei soifei litel achas l'challah. He will take off one from challah. Shein derech livtzoya mikol achas. He won't be beitzaya from each one. Avol hoche dekulu chazu la'oichin va'oichin shchichi. Oichin ashchiyach. Amrin en hoye le'mishchayu. So could be, since this is more probable to occur, that oichin might come. So memeila, if oichin might come, so memeila, so it's called anafiyah le'tzayrech oichol nefesh. Now let us go back to Daf Memvav Amid Beis. But before we go back, let us see Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah, when Rashi said Pshat and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, Oyma lo itikra lo Hashem chale ad shatei of et chile. You shouldn't call it chale. Da'akati kol chode v'chode chozilei. So Rashi says, how is he permitted to bake the bulkalach? Da'akati kol chode v'chozi chozilei. The mafrish mikol chode pulte. So Rashi in the Mishnah said Pshat in the Mishnah the way Rami Bachome said. That it is considered an afiyah the chazilei, because he could be mafresh from each one a pulte. Then Rashi says, ala'ach afiyah, afterwards, imrotze yafresh chalash leimalkum. Afterwards, he doesn't have to be mafresh mikol chodah v'chodah pulte. He could be mafresh one on all of them. But since b'shas afiyah, there was a possibility that this could be each bulkal is an afil at tzeirich yontif, since he gave him mafresh mikol chodah v'chodah pulta. So memela, that's why you are permitted to bake all the bulkalach. So Rashi in the Mishnah said pshat like Rami Bachom. Now let us go in the Gemara. We learned Mevavah Medbeis. The Gemara had a pupil in the first machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer holds you are over bal yiro. The Gemara held klar, according to Rabbi Lezer, you're mechuyev to bake the ise. You are not permitted to leave the ise go without baking. So the Gemara first wanted to say Rabbi Lezer holds tayves hano moment. Rabbi Yeshua says you're permitted to let the ise become nischametz because he holds tayves hano ene moment. Then the Gemara says, no, everyone holds Tavis Hano, ain't a moment. But the Machloikis is, do you say a svar of Hoyul, viboy itchulalei mamoineu? That Rabbi Lezer says that you're over by your law since he could be shoyul on the chale. And then it will become his moment, so memele, this potential makes it now shaloi to be over by your law. Rabbi Yeshua says, loyam rinin hoyul. Now let us see the Rashi. Loi de kula alma toivis ono ene moment. Uba hoyul komiflagi. Rabbi Lezer sova ovalei mishum hoyul viboi mitshalalo. Rabbi Lezer holds your oive by your ro because you could be shoyul. Bahodra litivle. And if it be shoyul, it become tevel vidi deyu. And then it is his ise. Ay, how could you do such a thing? Thou call neder vehegdish vetrume hakodish bamiras peh yochili shoyul lechochem balake dibuvai. A person is a din shayla, and all nedorim and egdashis, so memela one could be oiker his dibu, to shayla lechochem. Hilkach mamoinehu v'ovarolei. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds, it is his moment. It is his moment. And therefore he's Ivan Bal Yiro. Now the Marshal says that Rashi had a kasha. The Gemara explained what the machloikis is, why if you are permitted to leave the Isa, become the Chametz, that's what Rabbi Shua holds. And Rabbi Lezer holds, you're not permitted to leave the East in his Chametz, and he holds Hoyul Boy Mitchell, and he does not Hoyul Boy Mitchell. Now, the Gemara did not say over here that there's another Machlokes. Rabbi Lezer said, you have to bake it. You're permitted to bake it. What does Rabbi Yeshua hold about the Shaila? So here the Gemara did not go into this. So from our Gemara now, before Rami Bar Chome, we can learn that there's no second machlokes. That means the only machlokes is, can you get away without baking it? Rabbi Shua says, you can get away without baking it. It's not your Issa. Rabbi Lezer says, you cannot get away. If you want to bake it, could be according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're also permitted to bake it. That's the Rehitis Loshen of our Gemara, because our Gemara did not explain that there is a second machlokes. So now we'll start understanding Rashi. Umeleches afiyoso nami biyontev kilei kora leshem. Zutrashi. Now, how, according to Rabbi Lezer, are you allowed to bake it? Kilei kora leshem. He said he should bake it, and then he should be koyreshem. Fa'af al gav di ike chode de leichosi. Fektach Rashi, there's one of them that is not mutter. you are baking one bulkele shaloyle tzarech yontif, mishtarye. So Rashi says, that's mutter. The chol chode v'chode ikele meimer, holav chalei. So here all of a sudden Rashi mentions Rav Papa's for it. That's no shaila whatsoever. Each one I'm baking, that's called afil tzarech eichel nefesh. The chol chode v'chode ikele meimer, holav chalei. This is not chalei. Period. V'inami kore oleo shem. So Rashi is saying, could be this is a svara pshute, that Rabbi Lezer is matter. Because, the Rabbi Lezer is matter, because each one that I am baking, this could be for myself, that this is ichikol tzarech eichel nefesh. So Rashi says, if that's the case, v'inami kore ala Hashem. So Rashi says, afilu he was kore Hashem, there's also matzila meifala, he could also bake it. Hoyil v'iboy mitchel ala. If Rabbi Yeshua holds, if Rabbi Lezer holds a svore, that he's over bal yiro on the chale, because he could be shoyil on the chale, so we don't have to view the challah like it's challah and it's not shaloi. No, you look at it, this challah could be his. So in the same way, we could say he's permitted to bake this challah, because if he wants to, he can be shoyil on this challah. So afilu hoyil v'boy mitchel ala, so even though he was kairishem, he could also bake this challah, because he could be v'boy mitchel ala. Miu, zogt Rashi, even the Israel Rabbi Lezer hasal mitzal von lechala. Since Rabbi Lezer holds that you don't have to be koire shem chala before, you could make 100 bulkalech and koire shem chala after the afir. Because hasal mitzal von lechala, Rashi holds, in order to be mafresh one bulkele on the other 199, you need a tzir of sal. But since there is such an etzi, you could do this. Ochi shaper tvei shetofa tchila mishum rafcha de milse. So it's preferable. Why do you have to come with a problem with a heter? That means why should you say I'll be koyre chal shem chala now? So now I don't need tziruf sal. I was kairi shem chal. Now when I'm baking it, so it's a problem. How am I allowed to bake this challah? This challah is shleilat tzeriyontip. So I'll come with a heta of no. I could be shoyil on this challah. So it's also called a potential tzeriyontip. So Rashi, why should you do such a thing? Why do you have to come on to make a problem, and then be matter the problem with a heta? Let him bake all of them without a kriya shem mishum rafcha de milsa. If he could avoid hoyel, so why should you have to come onto a heter with hoyel? Therefore, Rabbi Elazar said, it's preferable not to be kriya shem. But there's no problem again of a fiyish leila tzeriyontev, because each one could be the this could be a tzeriyachal nefesh. This one doesn't have to be challah. Rab Yeshua says loy amrin en hoyu hilkach al chimutzay eina oiver aval al fiyasa oiver. The Iker Chode de Loi Chazilei. So here Rashi says that Emerson Rashi already also says over here, also not what I mentioned before. Rashi says over here there is a double machloikis. There is a double machloikis. According to Rabbi Lezer, you're allowed to bake each one, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to bake. Aval fiyosa oive, and here Rashi mentions the sfore of Rav Shisha. Because there's one delay chazilei. There's one delay chazilei. He won't be mafrish al kol chode v'chode. And there's one that's lay chazilei. So therefore, you're not allowed to bake each one. He says, here Rashi went with the mahalach of Rav Papa and Rav Shisha, not like Rami Bachome. Let us see Taisus. זאת תויסוויז, אויל ויבוי מיצ'ל אלוי. היקשה בקונטרס, אם כן, if he holds אויל ויבוי מיצ'ל אלוי, so, since this is, it's ביודי to do it, so ממילא, so it is not, so it's considered שלוי לגבי the איסא בל ירות. So Rashi asked, so the same thing, I feel you were Kairishem, you could still bake it, since it's biyodai to be shayl and the chalet, so it's not muchach that this is nafiyah shalay l'tzayrach yont. Hikshe bekundushim ken yikra lo shem, v'acha kach teyof, v'mitam hoyo v'boi mitshala lo. V'oi meri, okay, drishash pingzan, and we have the gilsa that Rashi said the teretz, kivon she yochel lasis b'loi hoyil, ein lono lasis ayidei hoyil. Why should you make it more problematic? By being Kaira Shem, and then L'Chaira you are making an Afiyah Shalei L'Tzayich Yontev, that you're coming with a Heta, it's not Mukhach to be Shalei L'Tzayich Yontev, since I can be Shoyil on this book. It's L'Rav Chedemils, it's preferable not to do this. In Taima, in Cain, Amai Shori Rabbeleza Lefes, Mishim Hoyil D'Chol Chode V'Chol D'Chol Zolei Kidalekamon, Beloy hoyo yochalasis ayidei hatolas litzoinon. If you're just telling me now that if you could avoid a hoyo, you avoid a hoyo. Frektach taisvis. Avulu this svara, the svara of Rapapa, hoyo dechol chode vechode chozilei, is also a hoyo. That means, since theoretically this can be litzoirech oichol nefesh, so memeilas, I'm permitted to bake it. But that's a hoyel. If you say that even a hoyel that works, it is preferable to avoid such a hoyel. So memeilas, so why didn't Rabbi Eleza avoid this hoyel also? This hoyel, it's possible that the one I'm putting it now could be l'tzeich ha'ichol nefesh. So that's called an afi l'tzeich ha'ichol nefesh. But it's a lomdus of hoyel. So, if you could avoid the hoyo, let's avoid it. What should he do? What's with the chametz like a problem? Let him put a betzayna. V'oy meri, da hochi odiv tvei matolo letzayna, dika lemeche, shalei tizor yofe v'yofe lidechimitz. Could be, even though me iker hadin, atolo tzaynam, is a preventive from chimutz, but you have to be careful. Maybe the water won't be too cold, and it'll remain there, and it'll get warm. So memele, so therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds, one should avoid the Eitza of Ben Beseire, and therefore, if one should avoid this Eitza, so memele, hotadach nishkan under Eitza, so memele, so he bakes all of them without a Kriya Shem, we come with a Heta, Hoyo, the Chol Echad Ve'echad Chozilei. Va'oyd yeshloima. Hoyel viboi mitchel alo loishchiach. That this hoyel, that he, since he could be shoyel on it, so we should consider ki'ilu, it's an afiel etzayrech oichel nefesh. Hoyel viboi mitchel alo loishchiach. Loyoma lahata. That means that to be matir lechatchile, to do a malach in yontif. Why? Because even though we should state in gate this is maleches yontif, but it's possible for me to make it a maleches ois maleches yontif. So if this is a milse de shchiche, so mamela I reckon with that. It's possible. So we don't say that it's a maleches yontif. But since it's a milse de leishchicha, people are not shoyil on chale usually. Is memeila, so we are not matil to do such a pu'ula. So therefore, that's what Rashi says. Rashi said that batal this hoyu. That's the teretz on Rashi's kasha. Rashi says, why did Rabbi Lezer start that he should not be kairishem? Loi sikra lo shem. He should not be kairishem abambukul. What's wrong? I feel like he's kairishem, but that doesn't make that it is not an afiyah of shalei l'tzayich ha'ichol nefesh. It's possible this could still be an afiyah of shalei l'tzayich ha'ichol nefesh. There should be afiyah of a tzayich ha'ichol nefesh. Al yedei he'll be shayil on the chale. So Taisvi says, no, since this is a milse de loy shchiche, that one is shoyu, so this is considered an afiyah shalei letzoyach eichel nefesh. Hoy de shloimo, hoy il vi boi mitshela lo loy shchiyach, loy oma lahata. Therefore we cannot be mater afiyah with this cheshbin that this could become an afiyah letzoyach eichel nefesh. Kedemuchach lekamon, gabi lechem afiyah, the Gemara later says, "Gabi lechem aponim ushtei alechem." The ein afiyosam doichiyontiv. You do not bake lechem aponim. Let's say if erev Shabbos is yontiv, you do not bake the lechem aponim erev Shabbos. You bake it on Thursday. The ein, and the same thing is by shtei alechem. You do not bake it on Shavuos. The ein afiyosam doichiyontiv, because the afiyah of lechem aponim is not doichiyontiv. It's not a tzeich eichel nefesh, it's not tzeich yontif. Ah, for God, the ikel lemeima hoyu, the boi poriklo. L'choyre, you can also make this a feel a tzeich yontif. If you'll be poide, the lechem upon him, it doesn't have, it's only as a kdushas domim yesh lam pidyin. So hoyu, the boi poriklo, so since if he wanted to, we could make this ois lechem upon. And then, so then it would be an afila tzeich oichel nefesh. So you should be permitted, to bake it on yontev. She'ein atano mikachom, because there's no kedushas aguf, shimo yom mikachom. If the tano would be mikadish, the lechem, and it has a kedushas aguf, and ken yifslu belina. Since you bake it before yontev, by the shtei alechem, so memeile, so it should become possible belina. And it doesn't become possible belina. Or the same thing by lechem upon him, if it's yontev as erev Shabbos, you bake it on Thursday. So lechayre, why doesn't it become possible belina? So we see that it does, that the Tana is not mekadosh, doesn't get a kedushas aguf. If it doesn't get a kedushas aguf, so it only has a kedushas domim. If it has a kedushas domim, so memeli you could be paided. If you could be paided, say bazoi, so why aren't you permitted to bake it on yontif? There's a cheshbon of hoyu. וכן מוכח במנוחס תמן דיום הנפיוסם דויך יונטף כסוב עדיין נתן לו מקדש. תחסך מאוד אז אסק, but you're not allowed to be paid on יונטף. What's תאיסוס קשה? תאיסוס אסק, that תחסך מי not allowed to be paid on יונטף. So my mail is so therefore you don't have it kapodim את הרבונון. So my mail is so if that's out of the question, so I lost my afshoros to make it and a feel of tzeich eichel nefesh. Ve Rashba Pirich, the Rashba says, ki nire loy shedas Rashi, kiven shatzal mitzalfon, v'soifoy litel achas al kulom. Since eventually he's going to take one chale on all of them, nimtza shetorach bedovor she'ein roi lachila. So it's really called that he was Terech Bedova Shein Roy Lachila, because Lamaise, he's not going to be Mafresh Mikol Chode Bechode. He's going to be Mafresh one and all. Elo Mitam, Hoyo Shori, the Iboi Loi Mafresh Chode Lachala, Elabotza Pulta Mikol Chode Bechode. So now the Rashba seems to be saying, now the Rashba all of a sudden goes according to Rami Bar Chomet. Not according to our Rashi. According to Rami Bar Chomet. So according to Rami Bar Chomet, the whole heter is, why are you permitted to bake all the bulkalach? Even though I have intentions eventually to be mafrish one bulka to make that challah, it's all come out in Goli Milsa Mafreya. I was baking one challah, Shilayla Tzerech Yontif. So the whole heter is, hoyu, if he wanted to, he could have been Baitseya Puta Mikol Chode V'Chode. It didn't have to be like this. So the whole heter if he is, according to Rami Bar Chomet, that we say Hoyu Iboi Botza Puta Mikol Chode V'Chode. V'chol chode v'chode chosile. So therefore each bulkel is chosile. V'kiven dechinami lo yisikro lo Hashem. Afilu without kriya Hashem. Ad sheteyof lo yishori ala yidei hoyo. V'imikro lo Hashem koidim sheteyof avetrei hoyo. Trei hoyo lo yamrimen. So weist ois von der Rashba that this cheshbin, the cheshbin that Rabbi Lezer holds, like Rabbi, there's a svar of hoyul or miklo hoyuchim, that's a heter of hoyul. And then if he was already kairishem, that one bulkul should be chalet, so you need another heter of hoyul. Hoyul boy mitchalala, and hoyul ibotza mikol chode vechode. It's trei hoyul oyamrim. The kosher l'rashba l'perusha, kiven deim yivtza mikol chode v'chode, yehem muta b'loy hoyo. If he will be bepoyol b'itzeya mikol chode v'chode, yehem muta b'loy hoyo. Hayech shoru labonon lemevet al yidei hoyo, kiven de'epsha b'loy hoyo. Let us explain what the Rashba's kasha is. The Rashba's kasha is, We had started learning the Gemara, Machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda, Ha'ofe miyontav l'chayil, Ha'ofe miyontav l'chayil, are you like it? Rav Chisda said you are like it, because it's in Ha'fiyah shaloy l'tzayrach yontav. Rabbi holds you are not like it. Rabbi did not say you are permitted to do it, chas v'sholom. In Ha'teire you are not like it, but midrabonon it is also. And when we'll see, when you bake from Yontav LeShabbos, we have a heter of Eruv Tavshilin. Lechatchile hoyel, this hoyel is only a b'diavadike mater, that if he did it, he won't get malkis. But lechatchile chazal were not mater to L'chadchila Chazal were not matter to consider this a tzairach oichol nefesh because I could do this and this, because oichim could come, or because I could be b'itzei al kol chod v'chod. Frektach the Rashba, so what's pshatake? Kiven dim yivtza mikol chod v'chod yei muta b'loi hoyu, if it'll be b'poyul b'itzei. So it's muta without hoyu. Hayich shori rabbono lemeved al yidei hoyul. So why would rabbono take matter lechatchile to bake the bulkalach on hoyul, kiven the efshe al yidei hoyul, because he could be beitzeya mikol chode v'chode, kiven the efshe b'loy hoyul, you could get away without a hoyul, kitake be beitzeya mikol chode v'chode. V'tiretz, so the Rashba answers lehitrichu Chachomim livtzoya mikol achas v'achas. That since this would be a gewaldike tirche, that he should have to be beitzeya from each bulkula bazunda, therefore Chazal said, he does not have to. And they were matel. They were matel the afiyah with one hoyel. Even though hoyel all the time is not mutel lechatchila, but they were matel, shlei tricho chachomim livtzoya mikol achas v'achas. There's a moiridike kasha that Rabbi Kiveger asks over here and Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, the Mashal asks and Daf Mem Ches Amid Aleph. That means we see from Tosfos as follows, that the emison, the ideal oifin afia would be that he should bake the 200 bulkalach and should be mafresh challah from each one. Then there's no problem whatsoever with the fee of each bulkla, because each bulkla is baking the tzeichos nefesh for himself. Aye, there's a little bit more that's being baking, he's baking, but that's ribe b'shirim, that's no problem. Taisa says it should be, let's say says it's a big tirche, some amele, we're seimach on the heter of hoyo. Frekt Rabbi Kiveger in the Marshal, you could bake lechatchila. What should you do? Bake your 200 bulkla. And you should have intentions, you're not going to take off one bulkel, that should be challah on the 199. You're going to take off 3/4 of this bulkel, that it should be challah on the 199. So, memele, what do I accomplish if I do this? Gewaldik. So that bulke, that the bulke, that 3/4 of it is challah, is also this a heter to make it. Because a heter ribi b'shiurim, I'm going to eat this bulke. A quarter of the bulke I'm going to eat, either 3/4 ibrik, oh, that's ribi b'shiurim, that's mutter. So why do you, Taisus just said that fakir, the hoyel is dachnat alech at chilad heter. No, Taisus says, what should you do? You should take off from each one. No, take off from one. Take off from one. The Rebbe Kveger buys by Tzolchin, the Marshal and Daf Memche says, if you're taking off an other bulkalach, you will have to use a whole bulkalach for challah. If you're being mafresh from each one, you can take off shtiklach. But if you're taking one on another, so you have to take off a ganze bulkalach. That's what the Marshal says, right and Daf Memche. The re asks, and this whole cheshbin, that I'm baking all of them, because I keep be beitzeya from each one, so it's also osa lefes. There's no heter of ribi b'shiurim. K'demuchach b'perik beis de beye. The oma, the Gemara says in beye as follows. Isa shel nochi v'shel Yisrael. I have an Isa shel shutvim. Half belongs to a Yid and half belongs to a Goy. Also lefeis b'yontiv, so you are not permitted to bake this whole Isa b'yontiv. Kiv in the evshel amifkel gebelisha. Since it's possible to divide it before, you don't have to bake. You have an Isa that is 2 ounces. That you have 2 ounces of Isa, 1 ounce belongs to Yid, 1 ounce belongs to Goy. So before baking it, since you could very easily divide the Isa and take your ounce and bake your ounce, so Chazal tell us you are not allowed to bake l'chatchile Isa, even though it's one pula and it's ribui b'shiurim, you are not allowed to bake, you're not allowed to bake such an Isa, since it's Epsha, the Epsha Lamifla Gibelisha, Isa shall nochi b'shal Yisrael, also lef is beyontiv. Given the Epsha Lamifla Gibelisha, there's no necessity to bake the Chelika Hakum, so Memele, so she's not allowed to bake the Chelika Hakum. And I don't say the Ribi Vishurim is Mutala Chatchila. So Frektach Taisvis, so the whole Heter is difficult to understand. What is the heter that each bulkala I can bake? Because it's possible to break off a chelik for challah from each one, but that goof is also, just like it's evshel lemifliga belisha. V'nira l'rashbe l'chalik. The davke bises nochi osru midrabon. It's only osru midrabon. Min ha'teret mutar tzribi b'shiurim. So the Chazal said, even though min ha'teret mutar, but we asked it. Aval gabi challah le'osru mishum tikun challah. If I'll be from, so he won't have an answer what to do. So here the Rabbonon didn't answer. The Taisvis, the rest of the Taisvis we had learned yesterday. Hoyel Iboi Mitchell Alo. The Gemara says that the Svora of Rabbi Lezer is that Yehoiver Bal Yero. The Svora of Rabbi Lezer is that Yehoiver Bal Yero. Why are you Yehoiver Bal Yero? Because even though Basher Husham, it is not his Isa, but since if he wanted to give Bishoyo some Memele, so that's Tzotzkeilo, it's his Isa. Taimer Lerashbe, my Omar Bepere Kolsho, the Matzes Maiso Shaini, and Yaitse Bol Bepesach Lerameya, the Sover Maiso Shaini Momin Gavoyo, Loichoshuv Matzaschem. Ahoyeli boy Mitchellalo, if he had wanted to, he could be shoyel on the Maisa Shaini. Chashvina leik is shaloi. So memele, so therefore we reckon keilu, it is shaloi. What is the kasha of the Rashba? Is the Rashba asks a kasha, just like Lagabi the love of Bal Yerot. According to Rabbi Lezer, we say he's over Bal Yero, even though Basher Husham, the challah does not belong to him. the challah belongs to the Shevet HaKunim, but since it's biyodei to make it his, aydei shele, so it's called shaloi. Chazakol shebiyodei lavke mechusamai sedomi, so here it's called shaloi. So who adin? Legabi mitzvah of matzah, even though by matzah you need that the matzah has to be shaloi, but since it's biyodai to be shoyil on the maizah sheini, and then it would become shaloi, so mameli it should be yoytze. Now in Taisus HaRashba he says a poshet teret on this kasha. Taisus HaRashba says if it will be shoyil on the matzah, so what is going to become? It's going to become tevil, so it also won't be yoytze. What eitzah does he have over here? Bishloime here, we're saying a chumre. We're saying that I have chometz. It's chometz, the isa, the chal is going to become chometz. So you'll say, but it's not mine. It belongs to the Shevet Kehuna. So that Rabbi Lezer says, but since it could become yours, through Shaila, samamel, you're over bal yira. If it'll be shoyil, he'll be over bal yira. That could become tevil. But it'll be over bal yira. Samamel, you're over bal yira. But here, how could you be yoitze mitzvahs matzah with ma'aser sheni? Basher u'sham now, it's not shaloi. Ma'aser sheni moment gavoya. So why do you say, no, but I have an eitze to make it ois ma'aser sheni. So it'll be then, it'll be tevil. So you also won't be yoitze. So how could this hoyel make that you should be able to be yoitze? That's a teretz the Rashba says. The Sfas Emes, taina is a different taina on the Rashba's kasha. He says a very gishmaki kasha. He says as follows, that he says, Bishloime, when we're speaking about the love of Bal Yeroh, so by Bal Yeroh, we see it doesn't have to be Shaloi Legamri. If he's Chayev Vachayis, it's also considered Shaloi. But Adava Hagoyrim Lamomen, Kim Momen Domi. Here you don't need Momen Teshtalatsu, Anichel Rab Shimon. That means as long as I have a Mikzas Bailus, as long as I have a mitzvah bailus and the chometz, you're also over by you. It doesn't have to be shaloi lachalutin. A partial shaloi, achiv achayis, is also called shaloi lagabi by you. Even though in your sod it's the mafkids. I'm just achoy on the chometz. But that's enough to make it shaloi lagabi by you. So there, if achayis is enough to make it shaloi, iboi mitzvah is also enough to make it shaloi legabi to be over bal yiro. Ma she'enke legabi matzaschem, here the loch has to belong to you, so that what it can make it mine, doesn't mean that it's mine. It should have a din of shaloi legamri because I can make it mine. That's the Sfas Emes taina on the Rashba's kasha. Boy. Now the second kasha shein yogute kasha. Ta omala el avalata roye shalach erim vishel gavoyam. The Gemara says if I have hegdish, chomet shal hegdish in my rishus, I'm allowed to keep it there. Shal gavoyam nami choshem kishaloi hoyli boy mitshalolei. That means if the hegdish was mine, let's say I was magdish something legavoyam. So the halach is, I'm allowed to keep it in my house because it's not mine anymore. This is mamish like our Gemara. Just like here we say, an chale, you're oiva and bal yiro, since I can be shoyil on the chale. So who adin, if I have chomet shel hegdish in my rishus, I'm oiva bal yiro because I can be shoyil on the hegdish. Mitiritzri, tishani hanu, dechsiv bohu lashem. That means if the posik calls it Lashem by Hegdish and by Maaser Sheni, so here the Torah said, the Torah took into consideration that you could be shoyel on it, but the Torah was megale kolzman you weren't shoyel on it. It's called Shel Hashem. So bemele, so they don't felt as a matzaschem. Seems like I have a gilu yakro. The Torah said, kol zman, you want shayl, it's kodesh l'Hashem. So memele, so here we don't say, by hegdish and by ma'aser sheni, we don't say, since it's bekoichoi, to make it ois, it's keilu, it's ois already. We don't say such a thing. Hashem came by chale is not, Shteinish Lashem, Shteinish Kodesh Lashem, there it's only a shayla of its moment, a shayla of my moment, So there, on this moment, is the Sfora of Oily Boyle Mitchell. For Oy Territzri, Heiche the Osa Hegdish Liad Gizbar, another Territz. That if Hegdish was Osa Liad Gizbar, Lemrin and Oily Boyle Mitchell Allah. Is this that Shaila only helps Kol's man, it did not come L'Rishus Gavoyet. Same svar is mentioned by Chala also. If the Chala was given to the Kohen Yosef, can be Shoyalane. So Memele, so Tari wants to say that the Gemara that says Shal Gavoya is Mutter is speaking about that was Osiliyad Gizbo. So Osiliyad Gizbo, partner is kein Shaila. Oh, Yuli Boy Porik Nami. Frag doch Teusis, no, let's say Anukasha. Hey, Nachanami, we don't say, Hoyul, Iboi, Shoyul, since it's Boliad Gizbo, but let's say, Hoyul, Iboi, Porik, Ikilaisid Ois. Nami, Loimrinin, Dimkeino, Yakoino, Oisoi. So then it's considered like he's buying it, he's purchasing it from Hegdish. The Otu, Nachshoiv, Chomet, Shal, Nochi, Kishaloi, Hoyul, Iboi, Konile. Should you say that Bishloim Mishaila is Oiker Meikorem? It's Ki'ilu like it never was Hegdish. So then there's a Sfora like it never was Chalas. So then there's a Sfora to say. So we consider it Ki'ilu it never was Chalas since it's Biyodi to make it that way. Masha'en Kain Pidyon, that is a transaction. So you're saying, since I could make a transaction, so it's Ki'ilu the transaction was done? Asher Husham, it does not belong to me. By making a transaction, it will belong to me, but there's no such, but I don't say that we consider now it is mine, since it's Biyodi to make this transaction. The same thing by Chomet Shel Nochi, even though the Goy is maskim to sell it to him, but there's no such inyan to be over by Yiro, Hoyel, Iboy, Konile, there's no such thing. Boy Teretz Kivishin is Chomet Shem Odom Lo Yivdeno. This Tamazay no hoyul, a person will not be paid it, because what does he hear from it? Zorch iin bahano hoyul de cholsho hoyul bloikor lo shem. Zok de gemara weiter. Let's get now into the sugya of hoyul. Itma ha'oife miyontev lo hoyul, Rav Chisda omar loike, Rabba omar eine loike. Rav Chisda omar loike lo yamrinen, Hoyel umiklalei oichem. If Jesus says, is like it, I don't say hoyel umiklalei oichem. Chozilei. It's considered that it's an afiyya shaleila tzayach yontem. Even though it's possible that oichem might come. Rabba omar eine loika umrinin hoyel. That it's called an afiyya letzayach oichel nefesh because it might end up that there was a tzayach oichel nefesh. Now, yesterday we had mentioned there's a shaila in Achronim. According to Rav Chisda, what will be if Oichem do come? What will be then? Lamais is Oifem Yontav Lachoil, and Oichem did come. What is the din? So there's a Meir de Kemiri, Be'emison, the Afike Yom Klerz, the shaila, is Mesupik. If Oichem will come, what will be according to Rav Chisda? But the Meiri speaks about a Behedye. The Meiri says as follows. But Rav Chisda holds, Kol she'enoi mechavon letzoyrich. If his intent is not letzoyrich yontek, afal pi she'efsher she'yobi lidei tzoyrich b'chnisas oichem, even though there's a possibility, it might be an afil letzoyrich yontek, ein mafkiyim mimalkis. For that reason that there's a possibility it might be used letzoyrich yontek, that is not a matter on the afiyah. The like it, he gets malchus. Ubahascho. But you have to be masrim before. Frek the miri, va'afal pishasro sofiki, shema yichnesu loy oichem. Frek the miri, amir dike kasha. That when this person, how can you get malchus? You have to tell him, you know, if you're gonna bake now, you're gonna get malchus. So he'll tell you who says, and what if oichem are gonna come, and oichem are gonna eat it up? So how can you tell me betoires vadois, that if I bake it, I'm going to get malchus. And for the Meiri, Rav Chisda holds Ascho Sofik Shmo Ascho. Thus, and for the Meiri. Aber al kaponim, from the Meiri, we see klar That was the Afika Yomos Mesupik, that if Oichim Duka and Lemaise, it was an Afir that ended up being used Letzoyrech Oichel Nefesh, Oichim did eat it in Yontif, there was Nichen Amalach, that's Nichen called an Afir Letzoyrech. But the whole Machloikis is when Oichim didn't come, now we have a Machloikis. Is this called an Afir Letzoyrech Yontif, since it's a possibility, it might be used in Yontif. It's a possibility. Lemais, it wasn't used in Yontif. I have no intentions to use it in Yontif. But it might be used in Yontif. Oichim might come. Is that considered a tzayach oichel nefesh? So there, Rabbi says that it also is considered a tzayach oichel nefesh. And Chizda says it's not, it's considered a tzayach oichel nefesh. Let us see Rashi. Ha'oife mi Yontif l'chol. La'acha she'ochal v'gomar sudosei. So Rashi gives a hakdomeh. The Meiri brings a machlokes in this, but Rashi says like this, if he did not eat, and Lemaise, this is Choziloi, he still has to eat. He doesn't have intentions to eat it. He wants to make a Simchas Beis HaShaiva Meitzoi Yontef. But Lemaise, he has to eat yet, so this is called Choziloi, so Afilu, according to Rav Chizda, you will not be like it. This is called an afil tzayrich oichel nefesh. Even though he said bepeh molei, I'm going to put it away for tonight. But since this is afil that's chazi lei, and he still has to eat, so that's ich called an afil tzayrich oichel nefesh. Now it is speaking about la'achel she'ochal. He finished eating. Vigomar sudosoi, the pshit alon the lechazi leimidi, he just finished a hearty yomtev meal. He in no way is holding by eating again. The lechazi leimidi ha'idne ad ulte shehu choil. He will not be able to eat till mitzoy yomtev. So it's loy chazi lei. He is baking something that is not chazi la'achilosi biyomtev. So like it. So since it's loy chazi loy, oichim were never invited, the possibility they might come does not make it a pu'ule that is called letzoyach oichel nefesh. It's loyke mishum lay sasa kol malochem. And Rab ha'otzoy v'mikle oichim she'etzrichem lepas zehayim, since it is possible that oichim might come and might, so this is called, might come to eat it, so a mailer, this is called an afir letzerich yontev, even though the maisa oichim didn't come, and it was used l'chayil. But this is still considered an afir letzerich oichel nefesh, since such a possibility exists. Zogti gemar omalei rabbe le Rav Chizda, so rabbe said to Rav Chizda, lidi doch ta'amrit lemrin en hoyu, according to you that we don't say hoyu, heich oifim miyontev le Shabbos, how are you allowed to bake miyontev le Shabbos? And some he allowed to bake, afilo after he finished his meal. So how are you allowed to bake miyontev le Shabbos? According to me, it's very good. Hoyu le mikle oichim, even though he finished his meal, but it could be oichim will come, who has yet did not eat. But according to you, how are you allowed to be oifim miyontev le Shabbos? Omaloi mishumei ruvi tafshilim. He says, no, you make an erev tafshilim. So what kind of heter is this? Eruvi tafshilim is not matter isurim diereise. It's an isur diereise to be oife mi yontiv shalele tzorech yontiv. He's baking for yontiv le Shabbos. Or malei mi diereise tzorech Shabbos nasim bi yontiv. Mina teure tzorech Shabbos nasim bi yontiv. So mina teure, I'm stammer allowed to cook for Shabbos. Rabbonin said, just like you're not allowed to be oif and miyontav l'chel, you're not allowed to bake miyontav l'shabbos, that's only under Rabbonin. Given that, so who Rabbonin eruvit tafshil, mislay akeirin. Since the Rabbonin said that you have to make an erev tafshilin, so they already will differentiate between miyontav l'shabbos, miyontav l'chel, so memela, therefore, that's why it's permissible. Zot Rashi, Hech, oifem yontiv lo Shabbos ilav damin in hoil mikule oichem chosele kule li yontiv, so it's chosif o yontiv. Mi de reise tzoyche Shabbos nasen bi yontiv duch siv acha sheye yochel chol nefesh. Yelau te bekel tzoyche yochel nefesh vi Shabbos vi yontiv chodek dushi de tavayu Shabbos ikri both are called Shabbos. Chiyeche de mutal av asher laboy ba yoyim, so just like I'm allowed to cook For Yontif, Mutalavash Lamochel. So if it's one Kedusha, so I'm allowed to cook for tomorrow also. So my mail is not Oifim Yontif Lachel, it's Oifim Yontif Liyontif. And it's one large Yontif, it's Kedusha Achas. Rabbanu de Goza, Kiloi Oisiv, Erev Tavshil, Kadesh Layimro, Oifim Af Lachel. Let us see Taisvis. Rabba Omar Eine Loike, Vim Taima. Because you say, Hoyu. The person takes the honey off a kaveres in Shabbos or Yontif. If he was a shogeg, he did not know that there's an iser of toilish. Rabbi Lezer holds there's an iser of toilish. Shogeg b'Shabbos chayev chatos. Is it b'Yontif? So if he gets a boim, we'll get Malkis, Halts Yontif, do we, Rabbi Lezer? The Chachamim ain't can elishvut. The Chachamim hold that there's no iser of toilish. Toilish is only by a dove, I can have a mikiduloi, mikiduloi karke. But here there's no iser of toilish. And Rabbi Lezer learns out from a posik that dvash is hookish to a yar, just like by a yar there's an iser toilish, by dvash is also an iser toilish. So good, see, was toilish. In fact, toilish is a my loikil Rabbi Lezer, leima hoila mikli yochim. Afilu, he doesn't want dvash as a machel, it's edible. This is shachat seich yontif. No, boss, he ate already. So, but it's still, it's roil lemleches yontif. It's a achilas yontif. Aymik leyoche. Afilu loy bon, loy pot, loy mishum, loy chshivi, dvash bekaberes mechuba. They hold it's not mechuba. But they also hold be'etzem, you should be chayiv. I, let's say, hoyil. Yeshloime kegoin shehid vishadvash. It is speaking about that the dvash was nisrach, that means it got spoiled. It's not ruya lachil. Afilo oichim will come, it's also not chazil.